Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Good afternoon, Simon. My apologies for not being here in person. Unfortunately, I had a rather urgent MAC meeting I have to chair this afternoon, which clashes with the Chai FM slot. So I thought today I'd just talk about, there's been quite a lot of publicity which has come from a recent press release from Israel, where some workers, some researchers at Tel Aviv University looked at 150 individuals who had been vaccinated with the Pfizer vaccine, but who nevertheless got infected. We know that there will always be some people that don't are not totally protected by the vaccine, and we call these infections breakthrough infections. So they looked at these 150 breakthrough infections, and they looked at the viruses derived from the specimens from these individuals, which they sequenced, and they found that the variant in South Africa, the so-called 501 YV2 variant, they found 8 times more frequently than what they expected. So it's really a small number that they looked at, 150. In Israel, the variant, the 501 variant, is really found in about 1% of cases. So they would expect only to have one case, and they in fact found 8 cases of the 150. So they're kind of drawing a bit of a conclusion that this African, what they call this African variant, is more likely to break through the Pfizer than the other variants which are circulating. Look, these are very, very small studies, and the interpretation is a little bit wide. Not really sure one can totally make that assumption. I think there are other possible explanations, other possible biases. But just to kind of reemphasize why Pfizer will be effective in the South African context, we get this from scientific information, from a lot of laboratory studies. The Pfizer vaccine is extraordinarily powerful stimulant of the immune system. Get very, very high levels of antibody, what we call neutralizing antibody levels. And even if there is a reduction against the variant, the 501 variant, there still is more than enough residual neutralizing antibodies for it to be effective. And in fact, this is corroborated when they did a clinical trial. Unfortunately, of course, the only clinical trials that have been done against the 501 variant have been done in South Africa. And there was only a very small trial which did it. But nevertheless, in that small trial, they found they had either 6 or 8 people that did have severe infection. And they were all in the placebo arm, none of them in the vaccine arm. So the clinical information seems to indicate that certainly the very compelling laboratory information at Pfizer vaccine will work very well in South Africa. But there's another issue which I think needs to be talked about, and that's this issue, and it was actually expressed in a Viewpoint article coming from Harvard Medical School, in a journal called the Clinical Infectious Diseases, which is the organ of the Infectious Disease Society of America. And they kind of rather worried about what's happening in the COVID area, where people are rushing into giving press releases. And of course, these press releases do have quite a profound effect on the public, obviously, but also on people that do make these clinical decisions, also on patients and their families. So they're suggesting that instead of, what they're suggesting is that these press releases should be accompanied by some scientific information so that professionals can assess do these announcements, particularly these clinical trial announcements, do they meet with scientific rigor, have they controlled for any bias, are the size of these trials adequate, are these findings generalizable to the general population, or is it just really confined to the participants in the trial? So these are all very important information, scientific information, which needs to underpin these press releases. And unfortunately, and particularly, I must say, from Israel, they very often do announce these so-called breakthroughs. So these clinical trials must be taken when they come, clinical trial results that come from a press release must be taken with a little bit of reserve until they really are peer-reviewed and shown to be scientifically valid. So at this stage, with regard to the Pfizer issue, I think we just need to take a little bit of reserve at the moment and just to wait for further results. Thank you.